Kenya's army says it's now freed most of the hostages trapped in a Nairobi shopping centre. It says it's secured most parts of the complex and is getting closer to ending the siege. An Australian is among 68 people killed when gunmen stormed the centre at the weekend. Two suicide bombers have killed at least 78 people at a church in Pakistan. Another 120 were wounded in the attack that targeted worshippers leaving Sunday Mass in the city of Peshawar. It's one of the worst attacks on Christians in the country. Former Perth barrister Lloyd Rayney finds out today whether he'll face a retrial over the murder of his wife. The body of 44-year-old Corin Rayney was buried in King's Park 6 years ago. Mr. Rayney was found not guilty of a murder last year, but prosecutors have appealed that decision. All of the board members of the National Broadband Network have offered to resign. Federal Cabinet will need to decide whether to accept the offer. There's been speculation the board doesn't have the confidence of the new government. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel has claimed victory in the country's general election. Early results show her Christian Democrats have won about 42% of the vote. The result is the party's best in decades, and it may even manage to secure an absolute majority in the parliament.